Star Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... All right, just go. Matt Damon no longer uses gay slurs. So, good job.
Proud of him?
Matt Damon. Matt Damon, Nick, suspend your Boston hatred. I would put him up there in the sort of Tom Hanks, The Rock, unimpeachably adored category, right? Can Matt Damon do wrong?
Yeah.
Everybody loves Matt Damon, right? You got any beef with Matt Damon, Emily?
No, I do have beef with a guy that looks like Matt Damon, but the ugly version.
Say what?
I will tell you his name in 2 seconds.
Oh, Jesse Plemons, Fat Damon.
That's
right. Is that's the guy from Vice?
Yes.
Redhead?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why
do
you got beef with him? He's such a better actor than Matt Damon.
That's what I have beef with.
Because he was toxic in that one Black Mirror episode?
No,
because
that's
he shoots
a
child in Breaking Bad?
No, that's what I have
Spoiler
beef with.
Alert.
I have beef with the fact that he doesn't get as much credit as Matt Damon, even though he looks like Matt Damon, but it's all the hot card.
Do you have beef with him because he's a butcher in season 2 of Fargo? You guys should watch season 2 of Fargo and season 1 and 3 and 4 if you have not. Matt Damon, who I feel like everybody's got nothing but love for, says that he stopped using gay slurs, specifically the F word, a few months ago.
Is this keeping him off of Jimmy Kimmel's show?
So, better late than never, I guess, Matt Damon.
Yeah.
He says it was his daughter who told him that it wasn't cool. So really,
it took his daughter.
It took your daughter in 2021 telling you that you should stop using this word before.
What, his daughter's probably like 12 or something, right?
Look, you asked, do I have anything against Matt Damon? And no, I think he's universally liked. But the Boston is strong always. That Boston DNA is there.
He, in an interview with the Sunday Times, he's out promoting, what's his new movie, Nick?
Stillwater,
which is
a Trump supporter who goes to Italy to save his daughter from jail.
All right.
Is that maybe where he learned that using the word is not correct?
I see. I like making predictions of movies. Like, I was disappointed in Revenant because Bear does not rape Leonardo DiCaprio, and he thought he was going to get an Oscar
for
just being attacked by a bear.
He did get an Oscar.
No, he didn't deserve it.
Okay? He didn't deserve it.
Because
he teased you with bear rape, and you showed up, and it was actually consensual bear sex.
Like, this, in my mind, he's about to go Liam Neeson, Taken, John Wick all over Italy. Yeah. If he doesn't, you're not going to win the Oscar either, Matt Damon.
He tells the Sunday Times that he used the F slur at the dinner table, and his daughter got up and went up to her room. So not even just like you and the boys' locker room talk. You're sitting at a family dinner, and you're saying the...
What could he have possibly been talking about? Like, what kind of dinner conversations? DaBaby.
That's a commentary on DaBaby and his controversy.
Quote, the word that she calls the F slur for a homosexual was commonly used when I was a kid with a different application, end quote. Unclear whether he's using the 3-letter version or the 6-letter version.
Yeah.
Is one worse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
6-letter is worse?
It's like one has a hard G-O-T on the end of it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So that one is worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that just... Because I remember in elementary school, people used to say it all the time.
So 5 years ago?
Good
Eight
try.
Years ago.
Seven.
Good
Don't try. Be ridiculous.
Good try. But I remember people used to be like, oh, it means a pile of sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we said that when
work.
I was in elementary school as well.
Oh, what? 100 years ago, Jason?
Okay.
Yeah, what? Nobody likes you when you're ancient. Yeah, right, Jason?
That's pretty good.
Is that it?
That's good. Good for you. Where was I? Sorry. Emily
got me.
Two
different words.
He tried to explain to his daughter that he was just joking. He was just kidding. Then pointed out how his character in Stuck on You from 2003 said the word. Were you doing your Stuck on You material at the dinner table, Matt Damon? Again, this thing all seems like a real bad look for my dude who's trying to be like, look how woke I am. Look how look at this emotional story of my daughter correcting one of my blind spots.
Something that you could easily Google.
Quote, she wrote a very long, beautiful treatise. What is that word? She wrote a very long, beautiful treatise on how that word is dangerous. I said, I retire the F slur. I understood. So good job.
I'm picturing him.
Matt Damon in 2021 has stopped using homophobic gay slurs.
Oh, thank goodness.
Just what a guy.
Michael Scott style standing up at the dinner table banging. I declare no more slurs.
I was thinking he would build a grave site in his backyard with the F word on it.
Put the bottle.
What up, what X? It's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends Nick and Emily. Who's still new around here? Emily, I mean this very sincerely. You're killing it.
Thank you.
You're killing it, man.
It will soon be dead.
I'm not the one killing it.
You're doing a great job taking my tutelage and turning it into radio masterpieces.
Perfect.
And see the cherry on top, I took all the credit there. But occasionally I give her some leeway because I'm like, she doesn't know what she's doing. She just got here, man. All right. You got to come at me with some relatable content. And that's why today I was so proud when I said, you have some relatable content, Emily? And she said, yeah, this weekend I'm out at the club for emo night and my friend sees her sugar daddy there. Oh my God, the worst.
Man, don't you hate when that happens?
And her Quidditch coach was there too.
Man, don't you hate when that happens, Jason and Nick?
Okay.
Right?
You're going to have to, let's unpack
Back
this
up.
Thing here.
Back up.
I'm familiar with emo night. I'm down. Yeah. Let's party.
But let's do it. Let's do it again.
Would I be the weird old guy if I showed up at emo night now?
Well,
my band has played that emo night.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
That's very cool. My friend Sugar Daddy did show up. You might just look like one of those.
You and the Sugar Daddy in the corner just having old guys talks. How's your AMC stock?
So, now, hold on. I just want to talk about Sugar Daddy World.
Okay.
Because you kind of, it just seems as if it's a normal thing that happens with your people in your generation.
Yeah, not necessarily with me, because, I have this fancy little radio job.
Right.
So, I'm my own Sugar Daddy,
right.
Honestly.
You don't need to subject yourself to sugar babiness.
I also
because
just
you're gainfully
hate talking
employed.
To people like
so,
that.
Your friend,
yeah.
I assume she's a 23-year-old up-and-comer like yourself.
Yes.
She has sex with this dude for money?
Nope. Actually not. Surprisingly not.
Oh, she does not have sex with him.
No, that's the thing.
But he gives her money?
Yeah. Just to talk to him. So what he'll do is...
Just to talk to him?
Yeah. He'll text her.
Get a therapist. Your insurance will pay for it.
Get a prostitute. They'll talk to you as well.
And do other things.
Yes. That's true. He will text her and be like, hey, how's it going? And then she'll say, Cash App? ? And then he sends her money.
What?
And she's trained him to the point where he will send her money before even starting the conversation.
Where did this relationship originate?
Online.
She probably had an app
Found him online. And then I actually
was on a Tinder Bumble type situation.
Sugarbaby.com?
Something like that. Like, or one of the Sugar Baby websites or something like that.
That takes you to Tootsie Roll.
I met him for the first time. I've met him twice now, once at the club, once the first time they met, because she came to Austin and she wanted me to supervise the first interaction. Yeah. So I supervised.
So if he was a weird creepo who tried to kidnap her,
I would have. This is me.
Say, hey!
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been like,
no, sir.
That's bad.
Okay. So she does not. Do anything with him.
She sends photos sometimes, but that's like an extra price.
Nudes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But like, that's like an extra cost. And like,
is there a price list?
Oh, yeah. And like, he, in her mind.
I want to be clear here.
How much?
I want to be clear here from the beginning. I'm not shaming sex workers. I have a friend who sells her nudes and has got an OnlyFans.
Look, Jason has been an advocate.
Maybe in a moment of curiosity
Jason's
and weakness, I might have Venmo'd her $25
for years of saying, hey, go be a stripper for 10 years, save your money, invest it. Like, so yes, if you have it,
normalize
people will pay you money
sex
for it.
Workers,
absolutely.
all the stuff.
Legalize prostitutes before you legalize weed, Austin.
What but.
Yeah.
Sorry, my mind's slightly blown.
You're slightly blown that you could have access to
Does she have other clients?
Yeah. I think she has a few other ones, but this one is her Austin client. She's got them around Texas.
Did she say client? Is that her word?
No, that's my word. That's my... She just called her
Sugar Daddy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's, again,
so she's got
again,
sugar daddies in
and
different
he knows.
Area
I'm
codes.
Casting no shame. She has no shame about this?
No.
This is fine?
You're I mean, how like, can you have shame for somebody that sends you like $20 every day just to say hey for I mean, like 20
some,
minutes?
Some people would shame you for that.
Yeah, but like that's $20. She does. She. This,
what would Jesus do? Is what
she
I'm
doesn't
asking.
Buy her
like,
coffee.
What would Jesus do?
Huh? Jesus would also hop on the sugar daddy train because
Jesus would send his nudes as well and be like, hey, you want some of this?
Yeah, he would.
I feel like if you can turn water
check out
into
these
wine.
V-lines. Is that what Jesus had? What
yes.
are those called?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
V-lines?
Yeah.
V-lines?
Yeah, the lower abs.
Oh,
yeah. Here, I got them. Look at these, Emily. See that? Me and Jesus.
They're a little,
the same.
They're a little hidden.
This is my body, not Jesus'.
Not Jesus.
So, but you know, like she's just, this is, people know that that's her profession in your friend group. Nobody's like, hey, you're.
I mean, that's not her main profession.
How
she
dare
was a,
you sell your body? Oh, she has another job?
She just graduated college. So this uh-huh. was like her kind of putting her through college
right.
adventure.
She's a 23-year-old who just graduated from college. So she's not expected to start her career for another 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, that's exactly. And during a pandemic. So
oh,
we
right,
remember,
right,
that's,
right,
now it's
right.
like 14
of
years.
Until.
How many people in your social group, friends, whatever, is this like a regular thing? Like, how many sugar babies do you know?
I can think of 3 off of the top of my head.
Because I feel like this
at
is not,
3.
Like, this is a common thing now that
yeah.
the kids are doing.
Yeah, because it's just so easy. And like for her, she literally has met up with him once, and that was with me at a coffee shop, and they just had, he just bought her
yeah.
coffee. He bought me coffee, too. So uh-huh. I like this
right.
adventure because I get
how
to piggyback on
how many
nudes
did you give
it.
Him?
0.
Oh, you didn't have to give up any
I just
nudes.
Drove her there.
Okay.
That was it.
All right.
And
you're the guy that's...
what? So when you see him at the emo
yeah.
night, is it awkward? Is it weird?
So
or is it is just like, oh, hey, what's up, dude?
We
did he immediately give
front.
You a 20?
We were at the very front of the stage. And by this time... We were a little lit, I'll be honest.
Okay.
A little lit.
That's fine.
They were playing
when
some...
When in Rome or Emo Night.
They're playing
hosted
some...
Hosted by the singer of Hello Goodbye.
Yeah, it was so good. They were playing Pierce the Veil. I was happy. And then my friend just turns to me. She goes, Emily, I think I see my sugar daddy. And I looked at her and I said, stop. No, you don't. Oh, you
right.
don't
okay.
see anything.
Okay, that's enough. Now that we're doing 23-year-old drunk voice, I don't know that I can. And her Quidditch coach, huh?
Yeah. And both of them bought her drinks all night.
What a world.
Mm-hmm.
What X. It's the Morning X. Jason and your friends. Serena G tweets at the Morning X. Emily, can you send me the app your friend found her sugar daddy on asking for a friend? I mean, they're just out there.
They're just out there.
They're just sugar
looking
daddy baby situation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's that seeking sugar daddy meet. Ashley Madison.
At AlanJohn2805 tweets at the Morning X says, I can be your sugar daddy. You don't need any app. DM me.
Oh, good. Anybody want to take it? Any takers? Should I call my friend?
He's got an adorable dog in his Twitter profile.
I don't think Emily's about that life.
No, I'm
she
not.
She told me the other day, she's like, she wishes she had a boat connection, but she's not willing to do anything to get it.
No. That's
quotes.
Why, again, that's why I'm the person that drives the
yeah.
friends to the sugar daddy appointments.
Why can't you just
get
me a boat?
I like that you're the muscle.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bouncer.
To make sure things don't go wrong.
I'm the manager.
Serena G, get at AlanJohn2805. Be careful out there.
Yep.
Speaking
be careful.
Of questionable decisions. Has my unfireable status been restored? Because I got more Simone Biles takes, guys.
Mm,
I want to do some Simone
great.
Biles stuff. Hang on.
Happy Monday.
What X, it's the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
Jaws on the water, tickets inside half an hour. Hold on, sports brought to you by Pants. Let's talk about Simone Biles, guys. Let's talk about Simone Biles. I thought we had a very healthy, mature conversation about Simone Biles last week. I understand some of you disagree.
Everyone.
And I have found in America, when you got yourself a difference of opinion, a clash of ideologies, what do?
America!
Agree to disagree? No. Dig in deeper, okay? Stand your ground. Shout your take louder.
Yeah.
See who can do the take the loudest.
Do it the Louis C.K. way, the Bill Cosby way.
And I got new Simone Biles takes, guys.
Excellent.
Actually, I don't even really have new takes. I just thought of this fun thing over the weekend, and I was like, man, that was a good way to, like, up the ante. And you know what? When we get to the end of this, I just want y'all to rate my dickness, okay? Because I feel like this is a 10 out of 10. Maybe 12. Maybe 12 out of 10, okay? And I promise. I promise.
Should we do it, like, gymnast score style and hold up a card with a number on it?
I'm not trying to get fired. I promise, guys. Simone Biles, the star of the Olympic Games, had multiple million-dollar endorsement deals coming into these Olympics, says she will compete in the balance beam final. This is after previously withdrawing from the team final and the individual all-around competition and three finals events, citing mental health concerns, says she will be competing in tomorrow's balance beam final. How brave? How brave? Heroic is what I'd like to say about Simone Biles. You go, girl. Good on you. Let me ask you this.
7.5.
Oh, I'm that. What?
Wait, for what?
For calling her brave and heroic?
Yeah.
That's a dick move?
And the You Go Girl.
How dare you?
That's all. It's all. Golly. I've seen it. I've seen it before.
You
I'm
know
not
what,
impressed.
Nick?
You got to take it to new heights.
You don't understand, okay? You don't know. You could not possibly know what she's gone through. So how dare you comment? How dare you comment on this? How dare you?
I know exactly what she's gone through. We both got the case of the twisties trying to do jumps this weekend.
Let me address that one real quick. Oh, wait, you were twisting on the diving board.
We were diving board.
You got
we met
twisties.
Up with some
very scary.
Olymp
very
scary. X yesterday at Bartholomew Pool. That's a fun-ass pool.
That's a nice pool.
If you're just allowed to show up and jump off the diving board for free, what kind of an a-hole would build a pool at their house? Golly. Must really be trying to compensate for something if you're...
I actually checked, and I think their pool is now closed for cracks.
Let me.
First of the dick man strikes again.
Stay tuned to our TikTok for our Olympex diving competition in the coming days. Well, I don't know. When's that going to happen?
That one will be Wednesday, but we have a new one up today.
Ooh,
that will be up today.
Let me address the whole, you don't know what she's going through. How can you even speak on this situation? Because that's a thing that people like to tell you now, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know. You don't know her struggle. Al Michaels, Miracle on Ice, remember, legendary call, the Olympic Russian, the hockey.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah. Did you ever play Olympic hockey, Al Michaels? How dare you even commentate? How dare you announce that play?
Oh, God, not this take.
Marv Albert, you remember Michael Jordan? He goes up with the right hand, switches to the left.
No, but I do remember Michaels him biting a prostitute.
Versus the Lakers. A spectacular move by Michael Jordan. You ever play in the NBA Finals, Marv Albert? I don't think you're really qualified to make that. That was a spectacular move. How do you know? How could you possibly know, Marv Albert? That's a spectacular move. Okay, so
You guys should just see the blank stares that we're giving Jason right now.
Why are you giving me blank stares?
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on you to
Hang
say
on.
Something. You're going
to
say something.
I'm trying to fix things. Okay.
Okay.
I understand.
Don't break them more before you fix them.
All I said last week. Despite everybody insisting that I said that I told Simone Biles to strengthen her spirit, that's
not well. That does not sound like something you would say, right?
What I said was
not while the mics are
if
on.
She has to, you know, cite mental health concerns and has to bow out of the Olympics, I respect that decision. That's fine. I also think that you should respect that decision is going to be heavily criticized. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just ask you this. It's not good enough just to say, oh, okay, that's fine. She didn't do it. What's that? She had mental health issues, so she couldn't compete? That's fine. And that's not good enough. You have to declare how brave she is, right? How heroic this maneuver is. It's not good enough just to say, that's fine.
If you don't want the people that are I'm not going to say far left, but more left, yes, they will crucify if you don't just immediately show support.
I was listening to this one show this weekend, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but man, is it the Weak Spirit podcast. It's just three people trying to outdo each other's weak spirit. Mm-hmm. And they were talking
not us, right?
No. We got strong spirits up in this hall. Okay.
Do we all?
Yeah. But they were talking about how the people who are criticizing her don't even care. That's just what gets numbers now, is the outrage culture that we live in. And I'm like, are people criticizing Simone Biles, the outrage culture people? Or are the people criticizing the criticizers, the outrage culture people?
Well, see, that's the thing, is there's two sides of the outrage culture. And when they both go at it, that's, you have, like I said, the far super supporters of mental health and all stuff. And then you have people that are just like, shut up and play. Mm-hmm. Like, those are both two sides of the outrage coin. But you're right. It takes both of them to
I feel like the
create this thing.
I feel like the, oh, she's so brave, that's heroic. that is the needle moving take now. I feel like that's the one to jump on if you're trying to, you know, you're trying to crank up the ratings. No?
Well, no, because there are the people that are, you know, that are on the other side politically. It's the same thing. That's what I'm saying.
Politically?
It's the same thing, yeah.
Okay, here. This is my final vault, guys. All right. This is the one that I want you to judge me on.
Okay.
I'm going to stick the landing here, and then you guys judge my dickness. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I guess
after Simone Biles had to ask out of the Olympics, mental health, and everybody applauded her decision. Was it Allie Raisman, another all-time gymnast, called her brave, said that was heroic? Mm-hmm. Why is what she did so brave?
Because, like you said, she knew that she would face the criticism and the backlash.
There would be people
who
say,
this anyway.
And she did it anyway.
Yeah, there's also some stuff about gymnastics culture.
What you're saying.
And expectations.
Is that if I don't do the toxic, terrible, how dare you quit on your team take, she can't be a hero? So I'm necessary for her heroism? Am I the real hero here?
Is the rich white guy trying to take the credit from the young female African-American gymnast? Yes, it's all thanks to you, Jason.
Are you
white
saying
guys, do it again.
What I should say is, you're welcome, Simone Biles.
That's not
judge
where
my
I would
dickness.
Go.
Judge my dickness.
I mean, let me stand up and just give you the
slow clap of
I mean,
never
before
that.
In the history of the Dicklympics.
Is this gold medal dickness level
yes,
here?
Yes. This
yeah,
is all time.
I don't want to win this. I don't even want bronze. I don't want bronze or
you're,
silver.
You're going
yeah.
straight on the box of Dick Wheaties.
Dick Wheaties.
You're an inspiration to all the young
hold on,
dicks
hold
out
on,
there.
Hold on. I'm still not fired? The U.S. women's soccer team lost 1-0 to Canada. They will not be competing for the gold. Meanwhile, the men win the CONCACAF Gold Cup. I thought the U.S. men were a national embarrassment. The women's soccer team, they could do no wrong. Don't get paid enough, right? What happened? Where are you at now?
Well, the
enjoy your brown medal.
Okay.
That's not funny!
The men have been getting paid for losing at soccer, so maybe the women right. are just like, that's the key. That's how you get the money.
Dumb question, Ailey. Mm-hmm. Why are the men playing in the Gold Cup and not the Olympics?
Because they didn't qualify?
So the Gold Cup runs concurrent with the Olympics and the thing? And the
Sure. Well, I mean, maybe it wouldn't normally, but because the Olympics got moved?
Is there not men's Olympics in the Olympics? Men's soccer in the Olympics?
I feel like that's
fine. I don't know.
Hey, we fixed it, right, guys? Fixed it.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative Rock all day.